Good morning, everyone. This morning's reading is from Isaiah 66, verse 7 to 13, found on page 753. Before she goes into labor, she gives birth. Before the pains come upon her, she delivers a son. Who has ever heard of such a thing? Who has ever seen such a thing? Can a country be born in a day, or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Do I close up the womb when I bring to delivery, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her. For you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breasts. You will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance. For this is what the Lord says. I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. You will nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem.
Good morning. From the age of six, there was only ever one job I wanted to do, and it was to be a nurse. Just before Christmas, I retired after nearly 30 years in the profession, but in the last couple of weeks, I've returned as a bank nurse, which means I only work the hours I want to work, and I've lost a lot of the responsibility that I used to hold. In many ways, the ideal job, but it's not my dream job. Since the year 2000, I've also been in ministry as a lay reader, something else I love doing. I believe God has given me a gift of teaching, and I want to do that to the best of my ability, but that's also not my dream job. I believe the best job that I do is to be a mum to my two children, even though they're now both adults. But on this Mothering Sunday, I don't want to talk about our experiences as a mum or as a daughter. I don't want to talk about mothers that we find in the Bible either. Today, what I'd like us to focus on is the mother heart of God. Now, some of you might be familiar with this book, The Shack. It was first published 11 years ago. The DVD came out June of last year. I've not seen it yet. But on both occasions, questions were raised about the portrayal of God as an African-American woman named Papa, played by Octavia Spencer. And when Mackenzie, the main character in the book, meets Papa for the first time, he's confused and he says to her, "I think this conversation would be easier if you weren't in a dress." But Papa says this back to him, "If I choose to appear to you as a man or a woman, it's because I love you. For me to appear to you as a woman and suggest that you call me Papa is simply to mix metaphors to help you falling so easily into your religious conditioning." And from a very early age, we're conditioned, aren't we, to think of God as male. He's usually a man, an old man, a white man, with a white beard and long flowing hair bearing an uncanny resemblance to Gandalf. He's portrayed as a man in art, and the Bible uses exclusively male pronouns. He is always he, not she. And when Jesus comes to earth at Christmas, it is as a biological male who calls God Father. And if you have a look at the other titles for God in the Bible, they've all got male connotations. He's Father, King, Judge, Saviour, Warrior, Ruler, Shepherd, Husband, Rock, Fortress, and Shield. But to see God exclusively in these terms is, I believe, inaccurate and limiting, because human metaphors cannot communicate the holiness and the majesty of God. And Jesus tells us himself in John 4, verse 24, that God is spirit. He's not a sexual being. He's not male. He's not female. But both male and female were created in his image, which means that both masculine and feminine qualities live inside the heart of God. He may choose to reveal his nature using masculine titles, but he also uses the language of motherhood to describe God, and it's that that I want to look at this morning. And mums, what could be more encouraging to us than God comparing himself to our mother? One of the people who spoke at length about God as mother was Julian of Norwich. Very little is known about her. She lived in the late 14th century, and at the age of 30, she was seriously ill. And as she lay dying in the presence of her mother and the priest who'd given her the last rites, she had a lengthy vision about the suffering of Jesus on the cross and his redeeming love. And she subsequently recovered and became an anchoress. Now, an anchoress was a woman who was bricked into the wall of a church, and there was only two small windows, one that they could look at the sanctuary through into the church, and another looking outside. If you've not seen an anchoress's cell, there's one in St. James's Church in Shear, so have a look at it. And while she was in there, she recorded all the visions that she had. And in one of her best known, she said this: "As truly as God is our mother, our father, so truly is God our mother." So let's take a look at the Bible and see what it has to say about the mother heart of God. There are far more references to the mother heart of God in the Old Testament, which is why I chose this reading this morning from Isaiah. And there are four qualities in this passage that I'd like to look at in turn. And firstly, the mother heart of God gives birth. Before she goes into labor, she gives birth. Before the pains come upon her, she delivers a son. I'm sure we would have liked births like that. They don't happen very often. But the context for this is the prophet Isaiah is speaking to the Jews who've recently returned to Jerusalem from a lengthy exile in Babylon. And it's Jerusalem that's the she in this verse. There are different interpretations about what this verse means. Some writers believe it's talking about the second birth, as it were, of Israel as a nation, because so many Jews have returned overnight that the nation has been virtually reborn. Other writers believe it's talking about the coming of the Messiah and the birth of the church. But what we can take from this is that we have a God who, like a mother, gives us birth. He gives us life. God gives birth to the universe, to the planet, and to us. He gives birth to creation. And most importantly, he's given us rebirth, calling us back into relationship with him. And if the birth in this passage is painless, that's not the case in Isaiah 42, where God says, "For a long time I have kept silent. I have been quiet and held myself back. But now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out, I gasp, and I pant." And what I hear there is the anguish of a God who loves us passionately, even though we've turned our backs on him. So our God is like a mother who gives birth. And secondly, our God, the mother heart of our God, nurtures us. And I love some of the words that are around that sculpture there, because they say something to me of what it is to nurture our children. We should embrace, cradle them, hold them, accept them, notice them, appreciate them. And these are all things that we need in our lives to grow up psychologically healthy. Take a look at verse 11. For you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breasts. You will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance. Our God is like a mother who nourishes and satisfies us. One of the names for God in the Old Testament is El Shaddai. You might have heard of it. El refers to God. Shaddai is derived from a word meaning breast, which implies that our God, El Shaddai, is one who nourishes, supplies, and satisfies all our needs. And we get another different picture of this nurturing of God in Hosea chapter 11, where God says, "It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms, but they did not realize it was I who healed them. I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. I lifted the yoke from their neck and bent down to feed them." This is such a tender picture of the love that a mother has for her child. A strong love, a love that perseveres despite rebellion and which disciplines lovingly. So the mother heart of God gives us life, and the mother heart of God nurtures us, nourishes us, and draws us into that intimate embrace. And the next thing we see is how the mother heart of God comforts and protects us. God tells us in this passage, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." And this picture just sums it up beautifully. Because there are times, aren't there, when a mum's arms are what is needed to dry the tears, to calm the fears, to chase away the nightmares, to put the band-aid on the grazed knee and kiss it to make it better. And that's what God wants to do for us. When life gets difficult, when there are too many demands on our time and attention, when the situation seems desperate and we're at the end of our tether, God's rope is always longer. He longs to comfort us. I remember when my dad died, pouring out my grief in a drawing in my journal. And what I found myself drawing was this enormous, oversized, soft, squishy red armchair. And it was, I climbed up into it, the sort of chair you just flop in and they're instantly comfortable. And as I pictured myself there, it was as if I was being held in the arms of God, a child on her father's knee. So God longs to comfort us, but he will also protect us. And there's a lovely picture in Psalm 91. "He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will find refuge." Our God is someone with whom we are safe. But sometimes a mother's love to protect her children is even more fierce. I've got a neighbour whose daughter is profoundly disabled. And I'm in awe of this lady. She holds down two jobs and has to take on the world on almost a daily basis to meet the needs of her daughter. And I'm sure we all know mums like this. In Hosea chapter 13, God is portrayed as a bear. "Like a bear robbed of her cubs, I will attack them and rip them open." God will fight for our corner for us. So the mother heart of our God reveals a God who gives us life, who nurtures us, who comforts and protects us. But above all, the mother heart of God shows us a God who loves us. Our Father God has a mother's heart that is waiting to wipe away every tear from our eyes, sitting up with us through the night, listening to our worries and concerns and acting on them while we're still speaking. A mother's heart is defined by unselfishness, by generosity, and by an ongoing, unconditional love. And what we feel and give thanks for today gives us but a glimpse of God's love for us. But it is important to acknowledge that some here today might find Mother's Day difficult, because perhaps you've lost your mother. Perhaps your relationship with your mother was never what you wanted or needed it to be. For others, it might be that you long to be a mother, but you aren't. But being a mother isn't only about giving birth. It's an attitude of heart, a desire and a willingness to love, comfort, and nurture others. And if that's you this morning, just hold on to the fact that God loves you passionately, and he thinks you're worth dying for. There's some lovely words in Zephaniah chapter 3, where God says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Some of my favourite verses about the love of God come from the book of Isaiah. And what I'd like to do to close is just to read them to you. I've taken them all from different chapters. I'm putting them together. And I'm deliberately not putting them up on a screen because I don't want you to read them. I want you to hear them. Receive them in your heart. For this is how the mother heart of God loves you. "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. You are precious and honoured in my sight, and I love you. Listen to me, you whom I have upheld since your birth and have carried you since you were born, even to your old age and grey hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." Amen.